From the very beginning, it was the children who gave me my power. The Springwood Slasher, that's what they called me.
Wake up. So, Roy, let me ask you, what have you been doing all these years?
After the hand, I... There was the 80s, you know, for a while. I... drinking. Yeah, a lot of drinking.
Are you still drinking?
No. I don't. That's behind me now. Why are you buying?
Drifting here in the pool.
Why?
Well, it's very comfortable just to drift here.
Have you thought about graduate school?
No.
Would you mind telling me then what those 4 years of college were for? What was the point of all that hard work?
You got me.
Now listen, Ben. Look. I think it's a very good thing that a young man, after he's done some very good work, should have a chance to relax and enjoy himself and lie around and drink beer and so on. But after a few weeks, I believe that person would want to take some stock in himself and his situation and start to think about getting off his ass.
The Robinsons are here.
Hi, Ben. What are you doing with yourself these days?
Oh, not too much. Taking it easy.
That's what I'd do if I could. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, Ben, Elaine's coming down from Berkeley soon. I want you to call her up this time.
I will.
Because I just think you two would hit it off real well together.
Say hello to Mrs. Robinson, Benjamin.
Hello, Mrs. Robinson.
Hello, Benjamin.
Seven James Bonds at Casino Royale. They came to save the world and win the gal at Casino Royale. Six of them went to a heavenly spot. The seventh one is going to a place where it's terribly hot. Fighting for our life. Hefner Fear Bond is here. He's gonna save the world at Casino Royale. Fighting for our lives. Hefner Fear Bond is here. He's gonna save the world at Casino Royale. James Bond is here. Sir Hefner.
Sometimes I think, when I look up real high, that there's such a big world up there. I'd like to give it a try, but then I sink, 'cause it's here I'm supposed to stay. But I get so lonely down here. Tell me, why does it have to be that way? Up there, there's so much room, where babies burp and flowers bloom. Everyone dreams I can dream too. Up there, up where the skies are ocean blue, I could be safe and live without a care. Up there, they say I don't belong, I must stay below, alone. Because of my beliefs, I'm supposed to stay where evil is sown. But what is evil anyway? Is there reason to the rhyme? Without evil, there can be no good, so it must be good to be evil sometime. Up there, there's so much room, where babies burp and flowers bloom. Everyone dreams I can dream too. Up there, up where the skies are ocean blue, I could be safe and live without a care.
You know that? Well, of course. That was before I found out what a fake you were. Peter Vincent, the great vampire killer of Dean.
Choice. Now give me his number.
Strange desire.
when you went through, something went wrong.
No, not you. You're too chicken shit to be a member of the Dynamic Duo Club. Okay, then great. I'll find somebody else. Somebody who can keep up with me.
Seth, you have to listen to me.
You're afraid to dive into the plasma pool, aren't you? You're afraid to be destroyed, recreated, aren't you? How about you think that you woke me up about the flesh, don't you? But you only know society's straight line about the flesh. You can't penetrate beyond society's sick, gray fear of the flesh. Drink deep or taste not the plasma spring. See what I'm saying? I'm not just talking about sex and penetration. I'm talking about penetration beyond the veil of the flesh. A deep, penetrating dive into the plasma pool.
Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Coming up next on TV Land, it's Green Acres, the classic rural sitcom with a little something for everyone. Whether you're a connoisseur of self-reflexive humor or just think it's funny when people say Hooterville.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.
This is the pivotal moment in the film. You got to realize that. Hey, Jack, where the fuck are you going?
Sam, I'll be right back.
Okay? I need you now. Now get in here. What do you think?
Keep looking.
Keep looking? Hey, Jack, what are you talking about?
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night.
It was every man's fantasy to be kept by a woman whose skirt is as short as the lifespan of the man that she chooses. But I said no.
Why?
Well, because I realized that everything I've been doing up to now, the bathing, the brushing, the changing of the socks, the being nice to people, the trying to succeed, it's all for nothing. All those things are designed to attract. Why should I be attractive? I'm married with children.
Mom, look at him.
What's happening? I'm scared.
He's coming back. My Al is coming back. Haynes, he's back.
Club the strongest and smartest men who've ever lived.
I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression is our lives. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. We're very, very pissed off.
Rock and roll. rad. But people, we have been given a gift. We have been given a road, and that road's name is rock and roll.
Against me? Do you feel a particularly strong resentment?
No.
Is there something I've said that's caused this contempt, or is it just things I stand for that you despise?
It was nothing to do with you, sir.
Well, Ben, it was quite a bit to do with me.
Now, look, please.
Ben, I think we're two civilized human beings. Do you think it's necessary to threaten each other?
I'm not threatening you.
Do you want to unclench your fist, please? Thank you. I can see in the dark, you know. I've been here quite a while.
I'm trying to tell you I have no personal feelings about you, Mr. Robinson. I'm trying to tell you I do not resent you.
You don't respect me terribly much either, do you?
No, sir.
What?
No, sir.
Don't shout at me, Ben. I may not be as young as you, but I still have pretty good hearing.
Mr. Robinson.
Have the decency to wait until I finish. I do think you should know the consequences of what you've done. I do think you should know that my wife and I are getting a divorce soon.
But why?
Why?
Listen to me. What happened between Mrs. Robinson and me was nothing. It didn't mean anything. We might just as well have been shaking hands.
Shaking hands? Well, that's not saying much for my wife, is it?
You missed the point.
I guess I do.
The point is, I don't love your wife. I love your daughter, sir.
All right, now listen to this. I don't know whether I can prosecute, but I think I can. I think I can get you behind bars if you ever look at my daughter again. I've seen Elaine, and I make damn sure you can't get to her. Stay away from me, Ben. I don't want to mince words with you. As far as Elaine is concerned, you're to get her out of your filthy mind right now. Is that perfectly clear to you? That's all, Ben. You'll pardon me if I don't shake hands with you. I think you are filth. I think you are scum. You are a degenerate!
come.
It's over. When the music's over, yeah. When the music's over, turn up the lights, turn up the lights, turn up the lights. Over. When the music's over. When the music's over, turn up the lights, turn up the lights, turn up the lights. Cancel my subscription to the resurrection. Send my credentials to the house of detention. I got some friends inside. The face in the mirror won't stop. The girl in the window won't drop. A feast of friends, alive, she cried, waiting for me outside.
before I sing into the big sleep. I want you here. I want you here. The scream of the butterfly. Come back, baby, back into my. We're getting tired of hanging around. Waiting around with our heads to the ground. I hear a very gentle sound. Very near yet, very far. Very soft, yeah, very clear. Come today, what have they done to the earth? What have they done to our fair sister? Ravaged and plundered and ripped her and bit her. Stuck her with knives in the side of the dawn. And tied her with fences and dragged her down. I hear a very gentle sound. With your ear down to the ground. We want the world and we want it.
We want the world and we want it.
Now. Now.
Your special friend, dying sound fires. Take.